I'm standing along the snowy banks of the Mississippi River in Muscatine, Iowa. There's some light flurries in the air. Some geese are flying overhead. The water's about 10 feet deep here, but there are no barges moving on the river.
This is as low as I've ever seen it, so this is, it's pretty tough to get everything loaded.
That's Tim Bly, who manages this grain elevator owned by ag giant Cargill in Muscatine, Iowa, along the Mississippi River. Standing on a windy levee, he wears a bright yellow vest, hard hat, and has a thick coal-black beard. Bly says they were already loading far less grain on barges before they stopped the traditional winter shutdown that's normal this far north on the Mississippi.
We had to line them up to 9-foot draft because of the low water levels, which is about 3,000-4,000 bushels difference on a barge. It's that much less you're getting on each barge.
And that means more barges have to be used to fulfill contracts. Further down the river, south of St. Louis, barges are still plying the river. But because the water level forecast keeps changing, many companies can't plan far enough ahead. Rick Calhoun is the president of Cargill's shipping company.
We're just holding barges back, hoping that we get enough water that we're able to transit at some point in time or light loading the barges.
Calhoun says in some cases they've had to turn away overseas customers, losing their business entirely. Mike Steenhook heads the Soybean Transportation Coalition and says this is an especially bad time to be losing grain business. South American farmers are just starting to harvest their crops, and global demand is fickle. It will just go elsewhere.
When the South American harvest comes online, U.S. exports drop precipitously, and when the U.S. harvest comes online, their exports drop precipitously. So when you have a supply chain disruption at this time of the year, it's kind of analogous to a supply chain disruption for retailers prior to Christmas.
And it's not just grain. Energy sources like petroleum and coal, fertilizer that moves up the river, all are facing shipping uncertainty as well. So what are companies to do? Chad Hart is an economist at Iowa State University and says shipping freight on trucks is one option, but it's a lot more expensive and not only hauls a lot less product than a barge, it burns a lot more fuel. Hart says moving commodities on rail is a better alternative. But there's a problem.
Rail can be competitive on a cost per mile basis, but you've got to go where the rail goes. Just like with barge, you got to go where the river goes. But we've designed the system around the river.
This is a river that runs more than 2,500 miles and spans 10 states. To keep the barges traveling, the Army Corps of Engineers released water last month from Carlisle Lake, just east of St. Louis. Increasingly, there are calls for the Corps to release waters from reservoirs on the Missouri River. It feeds into the Mississippi. But the Corps says that water is reserved for things like irrigation and recreation, and tapping that resource would take an act of Congress. Further down the river between Cairo, Illinois, and St. Louis is the Mississippi's weakest link. Here, the Army Corps is blasting rock and dredging river bottom to make it deeper. John Kennedy is the mayor of Thebes, Illinois, a tiny town where the majority of this blasting and dredging work is being done. In his 35 years, he's seen a lot on the river.
Just ungodly stuff on this whole river. All the years I've been here, you know. We've seen barges sink, hit the bridge. When we was kids one time, we were down here messing around and watched a barge hit the bridge.
But one thing Kennedy has never seen is the river this low. The National Weather Service is forecasting that early next month, the Mississippi River in Thebes could be too shallow for any barge to traverse. The broader concern is that as the Mississippi dries up, so will businesses that have long relied on it for transportation. In Muscatine, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.